This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line on this Friday morning. We're talking this morning about diabetes. We're talking about the Tour de Cure, which is coming up May the 19th over at Barfield Crescent Park. And visiting with us this morning, the American Diabetes Association's manager, Greg Leslie. Greg, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. Thank you for letting me be here.
Good to have you with us today. You brought along a buddy with you, Middle Tennessee Medical Center's Angie Boyd Chambers.
Morning, Bart.
Good morning. How's that new baby doing?
He's doing good. He is 4 months, and but you'd think he's probably about almost a year. He's a big boy, likes to eat.
Now, how many languages does he speak already?
Oh, he's in French, Spanish, and English.
That's what I thought.
Yes,
yeah.
He's very advanced.
That's great. Well, and you're not prejudiced at all?
Not at all. He's the most beautiful boy besides my three-year-old as well. But, you know, I'm just the mom.
I tell you, this is exciting. This is your second child, and everyone's more exciting, I'm sure, each child. So, welcome back.
Thank you. It's very good to be back, and, you know, I was out for 4 months, so I kind of felt like I was a recluse in my house with my children. So it's wonderful to be out and to see everybody. And of course, it was exciting news when I got back to MTMC that we had secured our sponsorship with the Tour de Cure again. And Gordon Ferguson, our president and CEO, is a big supporter. And of course, he's a big bike rider himself. And he is actually on vacation this week, or he would definitely be here this morning.
Well, tell us a little about the Tour de Cure. I know the hospital's been involved with this. Gordon's definitely been involved. Tell us a little about what it's all about. It's coming up May 19th.
It is, and it's something that I think with Gordon's love and passion, he really rallies the associates around it. And I'll tell you, several years ago, I even got my husband Matt and I rode in Tour de Cure, and the day before, the furthest we had ridden was 2 miles, and we rode 20 the next day. So now I'm a supporter on the sideline, and I learned you cannot just ride a bike from 2 to 20 miles, but we had so much fun. It's such a wonderful event, and that's the great thing. Whether you want to ride or just be on the sidelines to support, you have fun either way. And because of Gordon's love for this, you know, I think that he feels it's important to do this, but also because of the cause. I mean, that's really the main reason is diabetes. And, you know, MTMC has a great diabetes program as well that gets behind this and supports it.
Now, this is at Barfield Crescent Park, or at least it starts there. Does it stay in the park? I mean, it's a big park.
Greg, I'll let you... You
sure
have mapped out the tour, so.
Bart, we have 4 different routes that leave the park and return to the park. One of them is 10 miles, the next is 30 miles, 62, and 100. We go as far down as close to Bell Buckle, over to Chapel Hill, back up past Eagleville, College Grove, and back down through the Snailshell Cave area back into Barfield. That's the long route. So riders have an option. If they can walk a mile, they can usually ride 10. We'll try to cut that in half. That way, if people are riding too, they can get out there.
Can you do this with a motorcycle?
You know, we'll have...
That's a good question.
We actually are going to have Goldwing motorcycles out there providing support.
Really? Okay.
They're carrying some water with them, making sure all our riders are safe, and if they have any issues, they can help them out.
I was kidding, really, but so it's a way to do it and help out, and everybody is involved. That's great.
Definitely. We want the experience for our riders to be as good as possible, and by having that support out on the course, and anything as simple as a flat tire, making sure that we can get them taken care of, back up and running, and so they can have an enjoyable experience.
How many previous Tour de Cures have you had here in Murfreesboro?
Well, as you ask that, we've moved back here. We used to be here for several years back in the early 2000s, and the tour was relocated to northern Middle Tennessee. Last year, we moved it back to Murfreesboro, to Barfield Crescent, and a lot of that had to do, one, a lot of our riders were coming from Rutherford County. So it was a good fit, and the routes are some of the flatter routes that you will find in the area.
That the hills would be challenging, so I think the flatness would be good, especially, and you're looking at pretty good, they sound like good distances to me anyway, and Angie, you agreed after 1 year.
I did that, yes. But I think the 10 mile, is there a 10 mile
crowd? There is.
That is great, and the fact that 10 miles on a bike is not, you know, it's kind of, I think as Greg was saying, more like maybe running a mile or mm-hmm. that sort of thing. So when they took it down to having just the 10, what was good to see last year is a lot of families came out. And I think some could even do the five if you can't do a full 10. So we saw a lot of families with younger kids and all riding together and just having a good time. And, that the year I did it, we went to Bell Buckle, so we had a pretty good incline. And there was one point I couldn't tell if I was going forward or backwards. I thought I was going down the hill instead of up.
Now, when you got to Bell Buckle, did you shop or did you have to come back real quick?
I went and ate at the Bell Buckle Cafe there and sat down and enjoyed.
Rested a bit.
I rested.
Casually came back. Well, you know, really, enjoy yourself on the tour. That's the
part of it. Yeah,
I'm sure there are going to be some serious racers, though. That
you'll have some folks come out that are more avid cyclists. Usually, your 100 mile riders, they ride all the time to be able to ride that distance. But we want this to be a family experience, as Angie was talking about. Also, that we have this 10 mile route. Actually, it's only 8.7, and so we want to be able to appeal to every group of riders, whether they're a beginning rider, somebody bringing their children, or somebody that rides all the time, so we can raise funds to fight diabetes.
Now, we're stressing that this is Saturday, May the 19th. That's not tomorrow. It's not the next week. So you do have a little time to sort of, you know, get your act together. But don't wait too long. What do people need to do to be a part of this race?
Well, one, to register. And then to ride the bicycle some, be ready. And then we ask our riders to fundraise, because that's how we support other events, research through the ADA. One example, we have 9 different researchers in Middle Tennessee being granted $2.6 million right now for research grants. And the Tour de Cure and some of the other events that we have, that's where those funds come from, supporting that, our day camp for children, Safe at School, which is an advocacy program that we have for children with diabetes. We were able to fund a lot of that from our Tour de Cure and our other events that we carry.
By the way, for those of you who have been a part of the Tour de Cure, or if you have diabetes, we're going to open up the phone lines in the second portion of the program, not the first one, but the second portion, and get your thoughts on diabetes, what it's like living with it, the importance of an early detection, things of that sort. So that'll be the second segment of the program. You mentioned that there are several research grants going on right now here in Middle Tennessee dealing with diabetes. This is a growing disease. More people are getting diabetes than ever before. Is it our diet? What's the reason?
Well, there could be several things. Our lifestyle, diet, sometimes it's genetics. It is one of the fastest growing diseases in America. We currently, there's 25.8 million Americans who have diabetes. And then there's an additional 79 million Americans who have prediabetes. Otherwise, they've had an elevated blood sugar check, but not enough to warrant a diagnosis. So, yes, it is alarming. The CDC in Atlanta has reported 1 out of 3 people in 2050, the year 2050, will have diabetes if we continue.
1 out of 3?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
If we continue the current trends that we're on, so hopefully we can, you know, change the course of that.
So, as you are going to your physician for your regular checkup, and I hope everybody's doing that at least once a year, a regular checkup, And they tell you, here's something you need to look at. Can you reverse that trend? I mean, can you control diabetes where you don't have to go on insulin, and it's not a real problem.
You sure can. I see quite a few type 2 diabetics get diagnosed. They do a lifestyle change. They start exercising, a different diet, and I've several friends I know that have gone off their oral medication. They're not even going on insulin. They're just controlling their diabetes with diet and exercise.
Mm-hmm. So early detection is very important then.
Yes, absolutely. And you were talking about that once a year physical, and I recommend highly getting your blood sugar checked because, like we said, it's a growing disease, and it you don't necessarily have to be, you know, it can still be a genetic issue. It can be someone that is not, you know, fighting a weight issue or exercise. So I recommend for everybody.
So you could look healthy.
Yes.
And not realize you have this.
That's correct.
Are there some warning signs, or is this a silent disease?
There are. Well, there are warning signs when once it hits you. You'll have excessive thirst, fatigue, jitters, so to speak. You can either from being low, which is hypoglycemia, or hyperglycemia, which is high blood sugar. You'll recognize that right away. The way I explain it to people, because I'm diabetic, when I was diagnosed, I felt like I'd eaten a country ham and could not drink enough water. Mm-hmm. And
did this come on quickly? I mean, you suddenly had this thirst all of a sudden?
Yes. I didn't realize that there were warning signs before. I used to have symptoms of being low blood sugar when I was younger and didn't know at the time that this could possibly be leading into diabetes. But the signs that I explained, they're like somebody flipped a light switch.
Mm-hmm. So suddenly thirst and suddenly fatigue,
yes.
Things of that sort. So if you're thinking right now, I'm thirsty all the time. I'm tired. I can have a good night's rest, and I'm still tired. Check out the diabetes.
Definitely. It's and hopefully it won't be that, but a blood sugar check is easy to do. It can either be somebody having a nurse check from your finger, mm-hmm. or you can do what's called an A1C test, which is a test over a 90-day period. It shows what your blood sugars have been averaging. That's the most thorough test that can be done.
Now, if you give blood regularly, say at the Red Cross, that test that they do, the blood test, will that show this?
Probably not. I have not done that, so I can't speak for what tests they are doing. You probably would, when, like you were mentioning, when you do your physical with your doctor, when you go into for your own health care, it would be the best time just ask to have your blood sugar checked.
And if you don't have a physical on a regular basis and this goes unchecked and you just think, well, I'm just tired or I'm just thirsty, and you let it go, this can be pretty serious.
The consequences can be really bad. It depends on everybody's situation. I recommend if anybody's experiencing those symptoms, please go, you know, get checked. Over a long-term period, there's quite a few complications that can occur. Diabetes is the leading cause of kidney failure in the United States. It's the leading cause of adult blindness in the United States and the leading cause of non-traumatic amputation in the United States. So these are things we want to catch beforehand so we don't end up going down that road.
Kidney failure, blindness, amputation of limbs, arms, legs, whatever, and then death. That's pretty rough on there.
That's pretty sobering sometimes when you think about that. So
people don't realize how serious diabetes is.
That's it. So it's an internal disease. You see someone with diabetes and you wouldn't know. And but it's working inside your body.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was diagnosed, I've weighed less than I do now. And as you see me here, and it's just, I wouldn't have known. And that happens with a lot of folks.
And you're a
folks.
Slim guy. I mean, he's not overweight by any stretch of the imagination. So you can appear to be in good health and not be.
Definitely. It can be working inside your body. And that's why I recommend everybody get their blood sugar checked every time they see their doctor.
Sometimes, and I've had an eye doctor tell me that going to the eye doctor, they sometimes are the first one to detect that you have diabetes and some other diseases too.
Well, and that was the other thing I thought of when you were asking about symptoms. When I was diagnosed, that's when I started, I had to wear glasses at that time. Just instantly my vision started changing, and it fluctuates with your blood mm-hmm. sugar. As your blood sugar goes up and down, then
so this was really fast. It came on quickly.
It did. I was on vacation driving down the interstate, and I realized those green interstate signs, I can't read them like I used to, and that was almost within a few days.
I had no idea it came on that quickly.
I didn't realize that.
No.
No, it probably, that's what I was noticing. It probably was working. It was mm-hmm. probably already in the works for some time, and you know, and I didn't realize it.
So if you're listening and you're thinking, that's me, he's talking, that's exactly me. I'm thirsty, I'm tired, I can't see as well. It's not always age. It can be something, but you know, the thing is, don't just wait around and see if it changes or gets better. That's our worst thing, procrastination. We wait and hope things get better, and then they get worse, so much worse, that you can't reverse it.
You're right, Bart. And I think physicians and just talking with physicians a lot, they would rather you come and see them and your physician being able to just send you home and say you're great and you're in good health than you not going to see them and then something, you know, happening. So don't ever be afraid or embarrassed or anything to go see a doctor if you are having any types of symptoms, especially, you know, what Greg is talking about, because it's just so important to go get that checked out.
And we're so fortunate to have Middle Tennessee Medical Center here with that phenomenal diabetes program that you offer there at the hospital here.
We do. We have a great diabetes program. It's actually located in the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, the new building on Garrison Drive. And they have a great program. They offer many support groups that you can go to. And, of course, they're always very excited when we announce our a working relationship with the Diabetes Association.
That's good to see the medical community really together as a team on this, and their teamwork is helping each individual here in the community.
That's right, and that's really what we want to do. Middle Tennessee Medical Center, which is a part of St. Thomas Health, you know, we try to partner and work with organizations such as the Diabetes and Greg, because that way we can help our community and help you get healthy. That's what we want. We want to have a healthy community that has great access to health care and can get the information that they need.
Now, you mentioned support groups. I guess it's really important for persons with diabetes to know other people who have diabetes, and then you realize, hey, I'm not the only one out here that has this problem.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And if you want more information on support groups, you can actually call the Diabetes Center, and the number there is 396-6123.
396-6123.
Correct.
Okay. By the way, we're going to pause for just a moment now, check on the traffic and weather, and then when we come back, we're going to open the phone line. So if you have diabetes, call us. Your thoughts that, you know, how you got it, how you noticed it, that would be so important to other people who may be on the verge of the same frightening discovery that you had. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. That line is open right now. And also, if you have been in the Tour de Cure before, call us. Or if you've been in some other bicycle races, call us and let us know what it was like. 893-1450. I mean, if you tell us something, you know, say it was really fun, and like Angie said, she stopped off in Bell Buckle and had a big meal, and then rode the other 20 miles or whatever it was back.
It was a great day.
And made it.
And I made it. And I'm here to tell the story. So.
That's right.
American radio's biggest voice.
You know who I am.
G. Gordon Liddy. Weekday mornings at 9 on the Good Neighbor Network. Talk radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Need better fuel economy? Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro today. Ford now has four vehicles that get 40 miles to the gallon or more. The Ford Fusion Hybrid, the Ford Electric Focus, the regular Ford Focus, and the Ford Fiesta all get 40 miles per gallon. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro today at the intersection of Broad and Northfield. Ford of Murfreesboro can be found online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Colored gemstones express your personality with color. Our gemstones are all natural, not man-made. From blue sapphire, vibrant ruby, green amethyst, orange citrine, to black onyx. Excite your mood and your wardrobe with a collection of colored stone jewelry from Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
25 to 50% off. A new shipment of scratch and dent fitness equipment is in at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane. Exercise bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, and more. 25 to 50% off. Save now before the deals are gone.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning once again. No accidents or stalled vehicles reported in Murfreesboro at this time. Still lots of congestion on Old Fort Parkway at Chafin Drive. Also Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96. Very backed up through there. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, Broad at Warrior. Lots of congestion in those areas still this morning. Stop by Bradford Flooring and Paint Center at 1999 Nolensville Pike and ask about the free tickets to the races at the fairgrounds this spring and summer. More information by calling Bradford Flooring at 251-5384. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We have a good chance for showers and thunderstorms today, mainly cloudy skies. Highs will be in the mid-70s. We'll have a south-southwest wind between 5 and 15 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Andy Fellhuber. Right now, 63.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Good Neighbor Network is on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, and WGNSradio.com. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Tour to Cure. We're talking about diabetes and the American Diabetes Association. Do you have diabetes? Like to hear from you. Our phone lines are open now. 893-1450 is the number. 893-1450. How did you discover that you had diabetes? And visiting with us this morning, the manager of the American Diabetes Association here in the area, Greg Leslie, along with Angie Boyd Chambers from Middle Tennessee Medical Center, one of the main sponsors at the Tour to Cure. And that's coming up May the 19th. Can't stress that enough. It's you know, it's not this weekend, so you're not, you know, that close to having to make up your mind, but don't dilly-dally too long. Can they call the hospital and get information on signing up for the Tour to Cure?
They can. They are more than welcome to call me. I'll just give you my phone number there. It's 284-7462. I know that is a Nashville number, but that's the best line to reach me on, and I have that also forwarded to my other phones, but would love to hear from you. And then you can also contact Greg, and I'll let him give you that information.
Sure. They can call, anybody can call me at 298-3066, and I can take care of them over the phone. Be happy to do that. And we also have a website. It's www.diabetes.org/tour.
Okay, and that's the American Diabetes Association.
Okay. Yes, it is, and with the /tour, that takes them straight to the Tour to Cure webpage. Mm-hmm.
All righty. And then that just is full of all sorts of information. And you decide, I guess, in advance, or do you decide that morning, or can you change your mind that morning if you start out with the 30-mile and think, I want 10 miles?
You can change on the day of the event. That happens often. That's quite all right. If you and some people will sign up for 100 and realize that it's really early in the year and they might want to do 30. And that's perfectly fine. We're just thankful they're out there and thankful they're helping us fight diabetes.
And Angie, you started with 2, but you did 2 the day before, and then...
And then went to the 20, and I wouldn't advise that. But I would say we didn't have actual road bikes, so I wanted to point that out, too, that you don't have to have the... You know, big fancy bikes and all the gear. My husband and I, we showed up in just our workout clothes and on our just ride around the neighborhood type bikes. So for the 10 miles, I think that's completely great to do it with that. Is that, would you say, Greg?
Yes, definitely. You don't have to have the road bike. You don't have to have all the expensive gear. I've seen people go out on what's called a hybrid bicycle and actually do the 60 miles, but for the 10 or the 30, you don't need all the fancy equipment to be able to do those.
Now, all of these destinations that you're going to, do they have food on one end?
Food on one end, and then food. And most important for our riders and very popular are rest stops. We will have probably about 7 different rest stops throughout all the courses, making sure that people are hydrated, water, Gatorade, different food to eat. And that's a very popular thing with our riders. Make sure that they have everything they need to eat, so they don't have to carry anything. We're going to take care of them, and that's as popular with a lot of riders as the post-ride meal, which will be provided by Longhorn Steaks. We'll have grilled chicken and that.
Ooh, sounds good. Yep. Let me ask you this, because sometimes when you get involved in something, you go out there just to have some fun, just to ride with the family and let the kids tag along, and we're just going to go out and wrap it up with a picnic at the end of it at Barfield Park. But you get caught up in it, and the whole group that you're with keeps going, and they're a lot faster than you are, especially than the kids are. Do they get away from you, or do you have to just keep up?
Something I like to stress with our riders, it's a ride and not a race. You're going to have some riders that are going to be much faster because they've been riding a lot, and we don't want you to force yourself to do anything that's going to be uncomfortable. Just take your time. Just enjoy the ride and why we are riding.
Uh-huh.
And come back in the park and celebrate with people like our presenting sponsor, Middle Tennessee Medical Center, and other vendors we'll have there. We'll have a great meal for you. Might have a snow cone machine or a few other things the kids will like, and just have a great environment.
Yeah, well, I think if I can just add to that, Bart, that day, you know, if you don't want to ride but you do have children and you want to just go out and have a great family fun day at Barfield Park, there are going to be activities, music's playing, and also we will have Middle Tennessee Medical Center will have people there doing blood pressure screenings, and so we'll have that available there for you as well, and of course that's at no charge. And then to the riding piece, they actually have support riders. The Tour de Cure has support riders there, and I'll say when I rode in it, we were obviously the last ones, and we just had a great time riding in the back talking with the support rider. So I say that to say, as Greg was saying, it's not a race, it's just a ride to enjoy, and the people there are friendly. They're there to help the beginners out and to, I think, really get people involved, and so it's just a good day.
So if you were going to try a first ride, bicycle ride, this would be the one. This is a family-friendly bicycle ride.
Definitely.
Okay. Yes. So just say, I want to do that. And you have plenty of time between now and May the 19th to practice, get in shape, maybe sign up at the Wellness Center and work out every day.
That's right. Or three or 4 days a week. We have a new Wellness Center, so you can get over there. It's at the new hospital. So
just be a part of it. Soak it in and really help the folks with diabetes and help with the research. Are they coming close to any cures, or is it sort of like cancer where there are a myriad of different types of diabetes, and so they're probably going to take a myriad of different cures?
We haven't found a cure yet, and that's what we work so hard to do. There are two main types of diabetes. There are two types. You have type 1 and type 2. Type 1 is usually, without me getting into medical terms because I'm not a medical professional, type 1 is usually when your body is not producing insulin. Most type 1s are on insulin, all type 1s, and either that or on an insulin pump. Type 2 can have it be pretty broad. It can be someone that's controlling their diabetes, like we talked earlier about diet and exercise, or they can be on oral medication, or you'll see some type 2s that also take insulin to help manage their diabetes. One of the things that we're seeing, that trends that we're seeing that you might find interesting, we're seeing the age of type 1s increase. It used to be teenage, early 20s, you'd see a type 1 diagnosed, or possibly, or even as a childhood. We're seeing people 35, 40 develop type 1 diabetes. And then on the other hand, we're seeing the age of type 2 drop. And this has a lot to do with the foods that we're eating this day and some of our lifestyles that we're living. But that's kind of an alarming number also, that we'd like to do everything we can to change.
Now, if we wanted to reduce our risk of having diabetes, and I guess we're all at risk to one degree or another if we eat the wrong foods, what foods should we try to eliminate or at least reduce from our diet?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Some people think, they ate too much sugar, so they have diabetes, and that's a myth. What you want to do is, and this diet applies to so many things, you know, heart, everything else, is try to eat a balanced diet, limit your carbs. Carbs, you have to have them because they're fuel for your body. But watch the carbs that you're eating. If someone's diabetic, one of the main things I tell them is watch your carbohydrates by carb counting every meal, every snack. Determine how many carbs you're intaking. Generally for men, it's 50, 60 carbs per meal and 15 carbs per snack, you know, in between meals.
Right.
And that using those same principles, though, is it's healthy living for prevent a lot of other things other than diabetes.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the part about sugar, because I think a lot of people have that thought that, hey, if you have diabetes, you eliminate sugar. But it seems that I was at the wellness center, as a matter of fact, and there was a lady there who was exercising, and she had diabetes, and she would regularly have to have a candy bar or something like that. So when you're without medicine, is that what you go to, sugar?
Well,
to a candy bar?
Well, it's not the preferred thing to eat, but it will work. When you're exercising, I'm glad you brought this up. When you're exercising and you're diabetic, your blood sugars are going to more than likely drop. So if you're at a normal blood sugar range and you start exercising, it can get down into a low, which is not good. You'll start shaking, perspiring. That's not a good feeling. That's more immediate when you feel low. So usually what we'll ask people are I'll try to take some glucose tablets with me, or a very small amount of juice. Candy bars it'll work, and I have to admit, I'll do it occasionally too, but I'll get out on the bicycle and you'd be riding along, especially on a hot summer day, and then have a low come up, and you do want to have something that will help bring that back up.
So when that low comes up, you definitely feel it. You're just instantly drained. Is that what it is?
Yes, it's immediate. A low, when you have high blood sugar, you'll feel very fatigued. You won't feel as much impact. The consequences can be as much. A low is your body is, you feel it immediately as the sugar's dropping. You know, shaking, perspiring, confusion sometimes.
And there's no warning for that? It just...
Not for me. I it'll start hitting me. Well, there is a warning, Angie. I'm so glad you asked that. The other thing I advise diabetics to do is check your blood sugar often. I check mine 6 times a day, and that is my warning. I can check before I'm feeling it and see where my numbers are dropping. And then, fortunately for me, I'm able to feel the low blood sugar. There are some folks that they developed a resistance to feeling it and it will still drop low. They have to check more often.
Well, now, how much stuff do you carry with you? I mean, it sounds like I can just envision a kit to check blood sugar and a bottle of pills and everything. Do you have belt things all around you like the policemen do?
No. You don't need that. A blood sugar meter can go on your belt. It's smaller than a cell phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
times have changed then.
They have. And for me, I carry a little bit more because I use an insulin pump, but still it's doesn't stop me. You know, I can keep going, and I usually keep that in my pocket, and you don't have to carry much with you.
Now, is there it seems like I was talking to somebody the other day who had diabetes, and they said that they had their insulin injected automatically as they needed it. And I was sitting there talking to them in church. He said, "Yeah, I'm getting some right now." That was a strange feeling.
Well,
so just right there.
Just yeah, and was doing it on its own. He wasn't doing anything.
Okay.
So tell us about
that. That works for me the same way. The pump gives me and anybody else on the pump usually about every hour a certain amount of insulin. That's called a basal rate.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get ready to eat, you'll want to what we call bolus, B-O-L-U-S, take a bolus amount of insulin to offset the carbohydrates that you're intaking. So I give insulin every hour on the hour.
So when you say you can lead a normal life, you really can.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not the strong athlete or anything, but I've been fortunate enough. I've done 100 mile bike rides, so diabetes hasn't stopped me. We have a group of riders called Team Type 1, which works with us at the ADA also, and they have won the race across America twice. Not only that, they've broken the record. They're all Type 1 diabetics and rode from Oceanside, California to Annapolis,
wow,
Maryland, 3,000 miles in 5 days.
So it sounds, wow, like the only way you would not lead a normal life with diabetes is to ignore it and then let it get worse.
That's the biggest concern is different people will react differently when they get diagnosed. Sometimes there'll be a period of denial, as was the case with me. Some people, I will see our Red Rider team captain, Tony Vincent. Tony won't mind me saying this because I've asked him, took charge and over a period of time lost 108 pounds.
Wow. Was he overweight? I hope he was overweight.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He is a much stronger rider than I am, and no medication. Remember I was talking about by controlling diet and exercise, he went off all medication by doing that.
Tell you what let's do. Let's pause and check the weather once again. We'll be back. And I want to get with you on that period of denial. I think that's something that we might all relate to.
When September ends,
this is Dr. Pete, host of the Maximize Living Health radio show, where living healthy means living free. You can tune in and listen to me every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 here on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We have it here at the co-op. From gardening to gift to animal health products to your pet needs, we have it here at the co-op. Bugs are definitely going to be a problem this season, and we have anything you need as far as your lawn, to use in your home, and also for those animals.
And for mosquitoes, I understand you have bat boxes.
Bats eat a lot of mosquitoes, because mosquitoes are going to be bad this year. This is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. Come and give us a visit.
They're on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church. Family Staffing Solutions.
I had a very serious accident. I had Family Staffing come to me, and they have reached out. They have touched me in every way that they possibly could touch my heart.
Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best.
It's an opportunity for all of us to enjoy the aging process.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions. 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
WeatherEye.
We have a good chance for showers and thunderstorms today, mainly cloudy skies. Highs will be in the mid-70s. We'll have a south-southwest wind between 5 and 15 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Fellhuber. Right now, 63.
People ask me, how does Perry Bell sell first quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture? He's learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you save money. And then instead of making the displays look like a decorator magazine, he puts it all in one big room. That saves money too. Plus, it's only Perry Bell and Linda Ferris there. The overhead is down. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
This is your Good Neighbor Network, WGNS Murfreesboro, WETVLP Murfreesboro, W263AI Murfreesboro, and W270AF Murfreesboro.
I'm just now finding out what it was all about. We moved to the West Coast, away from everyone. She never told me that. Still in love till I opened my eyes and walked out the door, and the clouds came tumbling down. And it's the moment, goodbye, I tried.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about diabetes and hopefully giving you some information that will help you determine whether or not you have diabetes. And now that you're getting this information, don't just sort of tuck it away and not use it. React to it. If you're finding that you're thirsty all the time, or if you're tired. But you mentioned something just a moment ago, Greg. You said this period of denial. I have a feeling you're probably not the only person who goes through periods of denial saying, that's really not me. It couldn't be me that has this.
Absolutely. That when it happened to me, I said, okay, I'll just deal with this. And I did not, and it goes back to our talk about checking blood sugar. I did not check regularly. And
this is even after you knew you had it.
Yes. Yes, because I said, I feel okay.
Yeah.
You know, I had the blood sugar down to a point that you didn't have the symptoms I explained before, but bottom line was my blood sugars were still high. And I went into my endocrinologist, and he came in. Great doctor, he has an Asian accent, and he came in one day and said, something is going to break. Oh, no. So that kind of got my attention. And
that would get my attention, too. Yeah.
So I changed some lifestyle habits at that time, and I started checking my blood sugar more often, watching those carbohydrates more. It is a change. It takes some work. You know, I never was a big sweet person, and again, like I said, sugar's not the main culprit, it's carbohydrates, but I would eat a huge baked potato, a load of baked potato, and then the consequences were high blood sugar. So learn to limit those carbs and that type of thing.
Do you still eat a lot of the same things, but just in smaller portions?
Smaller portions, and some of the things like I used to eat, I just mentioned baked potato, I used to eat that almost every day, and maybe once or twice a week, and much smaller portion, like you said.
So probably what you're eating is the portion that would be the right size for us to start with. We're supersizing everything.
Oh, gosh, we are. And we've heard this so many times of diets for all types of health reasons. Usually a portion is similar to the size of your fist. And whether it be meat or your carbs or vegetables. And we do. We eat way more than our bodies actually need.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great, Mark. This is Michael Shirley.
Hey, Michael.
And I'm coming up on my 6th year anniversary of being diagnosed with type 1. And I just wanted to call in and say, you know, I went through that period of denial as well. But when I finally kind of, I guess, realized that I was going to have this probably the rest of my life, when I made the changes that I needed to, I was actually, at the beginning, I guess, right, in the best shape of my life, actually. I was eating right and was much more healthy and had a good healthy weight. And then I got on the pump and I kind of backslid a little bit because it's really easy just to say, oh, I can eat this or whatever I want and just dial in the insulin. But, you know, if everybody lived like they had diabetes and watched their carb intake, they'd all be a little bit healthier. So,
Michael, tell us.
I just wanted to call and say that.
Tell us about some of the symptoms. What caused you to realize that there was something not quite right?
Well, I guess I scheduled a doctor's appointment because I thought I had something wrong with my bladder because I was waking up at night to use the bathroom, and that was very, you know, unlike myself. I don't ever wake up at night for anything, and so when I was waking up at night to use the restroom, I just thought I had like a UTI or something. And mm-hmm. when I went in, I'd actually was down, my weight was down to 156 pounds. And when they told me how much I weighed, I was like, that's crazy. I haven't weighed that little since I was in high school. But she goes, well, I bet you have diabetes. I was like, I don't have diabetes because I just thought that was for, honestly, my stereotype was old and fat people. That was what I thought diabetes was. And since then, I've, you know, my eyes are wide open to that it affects all ages, all body types, and it's, you know, it was scary, but it's not as scary I'm not as scared about it now. I mean, it's like your guests are saying, you can lead a perfectly normal life.
That's great. Michael, thank you for sharing that with us
yes,
today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you for calling
Thank
in.
You, Michael.
Yeah.
So, add another one to the list, excessive going to the restroom.
And I
guess it goes with
the Greg looked at me when he said that and shook his head, yeah.
It's going back to what I was saying earlier, your excessive thirst, so you're consuming as many fluids as you can, and then you spend half the night up going to the restroom because there's another concern with diabetes is your kidneys. Like I mentioned, kidney failure, so you want to make sure and I don't want to get too far into medical, but you don't get into ketosis with mm-hmm. your kidneys.
The main thing is, if you're feeling any of these warning signs, if you're noticing any of these, don't wait and see if they go away. Don't go into a period of denial.
No.
That's right.
No,
to your physician.
Go to your physician, let them check you, hopefully just send you home. You know, everything's perfectly fine. Even if they find diabetes, it's better to find it now so you can go ahead and address it now and then eliminate those long-term type of problems.
Learn more about diabetes by being a part of the Tour de Cure Saturday, May the 19th at Barfield Crescent Park. Saturday, May 19th. What time do we need to be there?
Registration for the 62 and 100-mile ride starts at 6:30 a.m. For the 30-mile ride, registration starts at 7 a.m. And the 10-mile ride, registration starts at 8 a.m. We will also, and I will send information out to our riders, we will have opportunity for people to pick up their packets early. That way they don't have to go through the registration that morning.
Greg Leslie and Angie Boyd Chambers with us this morning. Hope all of you have a good weekend.
And when we're apart, I know.